The image we opened with is worth sitting with longer because it encapsulates a pattern we've seen now multiple times in this conflict. A temporary pause is declared, diplomats arrive with fanfare, talks produce no binding agreement, diplomats leave, and the bombs resume, sometimes within hours. That is precisely what happened Monday night. The three-day truce expired, Russia launched ballistic missiles and drones at Kyiv, and two civilians were killed. Witkoff and Kushner had been in the room with both Putin and Zelensky, which itself was remarkable. But the outcome was not.
What's telling is the speed of the resumption. This wasn't a gradual slide back into hostilities. Russia fired within hours of the truce expiration, which suggests one of two things. Either Moscow had these strikes pre-planned and staged the entire ceasefire as a tactical pause for repositioning, or the talks went badly enough that Russia felt no diplomatic face-saving reason to hold fire even briefly. Neither interpretation is encouraging.
From a diplomatic standpoint, the Trump administration is in an awkward position. They've staked personal credibility, Kushner, Witkoff, Trump himself, on being able to do what Biden couldn't, broker a deal. And so far the score is, multiple temporary pauses, no framework agreement, continued civilian casualties in Kyiv. The political pressure to show results is real, but the structural gaps between what Ukraine will accept and what Russia demands remain enormous.
And Ukraine isn't sitting passively on defense. Ukrainian drones struck the Saratov oil refinery inside Russia, injuring 10 people. Saratov is deep in Russia's Volga region. We're talking roughly 900 kilometers from the Ukrainian border. These long-range drone strikes serve multiple purposes simultaneously. They disrupt Russian fuel supply chains that feed the war machine. They demonstrate to Moscow that the cost of continued aggression isn't confined to Ukrainian territory. And politically, they show Zelensky's domestic audience that Ukraine retains offensive capability even while under pressure to negotiate.
The refinery strike also matters economically. Russia's oil infrastructure has been a recurring target throughout this conflict, and every successful hit raises production costs and creates logistical headaches. We'll talk about the wheat market impact in the economics segment, but the broader point is that the energy dimension of this war is genuinely two-directional. Ukraine hitting Russian refineries while Russian missiles target Ukrainian power infrastructure.
There's also a geopolitical signaling dimension to the Saratov strike that I think gets overlooked. When Ukraine hits targets that deep inside Russian territory, it complicates Putin's domestic narrative that this is a contained, special military operation. Explosions at a refinery in Saratov aren't something you can easily hide from Russian citizens living there. That matters for internal Russian politics in ways we can't fully measure from the outside.
The bottom line after this week's failed diplomacy is that neither side has the leverage or the willingness to make the concessions a durable settlement would require. The Trump team will need to recalibrate their approach or accept that their role is managing the conflict rather than ending it.